Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello, Intelligence Squared listeners. Something a little different for you today. We wanted to introduce you to a new podcast we think you'll really love. It's called Power, the Maxwells. Everyone thinks they know the story of Jeffrey Epstein and his connection to Ghislaine Maxwell. But actually, to understand the story of Ghislaine, you have to learn about the first scandal that changed her life. Power, the Maxwells, digs into the story behind Ghislaine and her media tycoon father, Robert Maxwell. He came from nothing to build a huge media empire, but died in mysterious circumstances, falling off the side of his super yacht. No one knows the true story of how he died, and to this day, we're still in the dark. On top of this, he left behind huge debts and a myriad of conspiracy theories. Ghislaine Maxwell is convinced her father was murdered, so if you want to dig deep into the mystery of Robert and his family, then you need to listen to this new podcast, Power the Maxwells. We're about to play you a short clip, so if you like what you hear, search for Power the Maxwells wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Just a heads up, this episode contains some strong language. It was one of those days where you remember exactly where you were. On July 2nd, 2020, I was in Charleston, South Carolina, on vacation. I'd been out for drinks the night before, and I was feeling pretty dead. I was walking my dog, Pancetta, when I got this text message that nearly made me drop the leash. "It's happening," the message said. It was from my colleague, Emily Saul, who used to be a court reporter for the New York Post. She'd got a tip-off from a source at the Southern District of New York that she should rush to the courthouse. They were putting together an impromptu press conference at noon, and it was going to be big. She didn't know what was happening for sure, but I had a feeling. And then, it happened.
FBI agents arrested Ghislaine Maxwell nearly 1 year to the day after Epstein was arrested.
Today we announced charges against Ghislaine Maxwell for helping Jeffrey Epstein sexually exploit and abuse multiple minor girls from the period of 1994 through 1997.
Ghislaine Maxwell, of course, denies these accusations. This development felt so extraordinary because up until that morning, Ghislaine Maxwell was MIA. You see, I just finished making another podcast, Season 2 of Broken, where I followed many of the victims of Jeffrey Epstein while they took justice into their own hands. I'd been reporting for 9 months, and I was feeling deflated. Because nearly a year after Epstein killed himself in that jail cell, Ghislaine was still on the run.
Where is Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend? She's vanished.
Where in the world was Ghislaine Maxwell? Each week, there were new rumors about Ghislaine's whereabouts. Someone thought they spotted her in Paris. There was a sketchy photo of her at an In-N-Out burger in L.A. Was she in Israel or Brazil?
If I were to take a guess, I would guess that she is in Russia.
But her true location proved to be a little more normal.
Early this morning, Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested in Bradford, New Hampshire.
A team of FBI officers raided a $1 million mansion, appropriately named Tucked Away. The real estate listing calls it an amazing retreat for the nature lover who wants total privacy.
And more recently, we learned she had slithered away to a gorgeous property in New Hampshire, continuing to live a life of privilege while her victims live with the trauma inflicted upon them years ago.
While traveling around the country reporting on Epstein's victims, I heard so many stories about Ghislaine. But she still remains a mystery to me. I mean, she had absolutely everything in the world. Connections, money, power. But she allegedly ended up recruiting underage girls for a sex offender. Now, she sits in a Brooklyn jail cell awaiting trial. Then I started to hear stories about Ghislaine's family. A family steeped in power and drama. And at the head of it was her father, Robert Maxwell.
My mother's ideas were instilled in me. She told a relative many years ago, "My son will be famous someday. I just feel it, and I know it."
A real-life Logan Roy, a media tycoon worth millions, who came from nothing, ended up with everything, and then died under mysterious circumstances in 1991.
Now back to tonight's main news, the disappearance of the publisher Robert Maxwell. Within the last few minutes, rescue services have reported finding a body.
And if he was alive today, he might well be in the same place as his daughter, a jail cell.
One of Maxwell's biggest debts is the £400 million or so missing from the Mirror pension fund.
I realized that to understand how Ghislaine has ended up where she is today and why she did what she did, we need to go deeper into her past, to her upbringing. So that's what this season of Power is all about. Going back to the beginning and discovering the man who put the Maxwell family on this crazy road, Robert Maxwell. I'm Tara Palmieri, and from Something Else, this is Power, The Maxwells. Episode 1, Daddy Issues.
What is my secret? I will let you and your viewers know what it is.
Robert Maxwell was born into extreme poverty in Central Europe.
We didn't have enough to eat. I've only had 3 years primary education.
He was an Orthodox Jew who escaped the Holocaust. He was a war hero, a British member of parliament, and then he built a publishing empire from scratch.
Today, our group is internationally recognized as one of the world's 10 leading global publishers.
As a newspaper tycoon with publications in London and New York, he was second only to his nemesis, Rupert Murdoch.
Play Win a Million in the Daily Mirror. I guarantee you will all get a fair and equal chance to play and win one of our millions.
There were the yachts, the private jets, and the oversized ego.
Call me back. I'm in the plane.
He had the ear of world leaders.
He said, "Do you think Mr. Gorbachev would invade anywhere without calling me first?"
When he died, he was buried in the Mount of Olives in Israel. Holy ground, usually reserved for prophets, rabbis, and great statesmen. And maybe he was a great statesman, to some people, but certainly not to everyone.
Colorful, larger than life, i.e. just a complete bastard.
Jesus, now that's unwelcome visitor. Fuck off.
He was a giant of a man with an insatiable appetite for the finer things in life.
He used to wipe his bottom on the hand towels. He never used to use toilet paper.
He allegedly worked with the world's biggest intelligence agencies.
Have you ever had any dealings with the Israeli intelligence service?
Certainly not. It's outrageous.
And then there was the small matter of financial corruption.
He had taken money from his employees' future, robbed their future.
A revelation that really only emerged after his death. And nearly 30 years later, we're still trying to make sense of how he died.
The millionaire publisher of the Daily Mirror, Robert Maxwell, has been reported missing from his motor yacht off the Canary Islands. Well, we've just heard from the Air Sea Rescue Center at Madrid that a body has been found.
So, that was a short clip from Power the Maxwells. And if you like what you heard and want to find out more, search Power the Maxwells to listen to the full episode. Available now on all major podcast platforms.